Episode number 8.
Welcome to the Engage Podcast, where it's all about increasing your influence, impact, and income as a public speaker. And now, your host, he gave his first speech at age 12 and hasn't shut up since, Paul Evans.
What's up, legend? On the road today, you might hear a little road noise, a little bit of air conditioning running. Gotten a question in about how to market yourself as a speaker. What's really needed? But the truth is, things have changed massively over the last 20 years. When I got started speaking, there was really not much of an internet at all. Nobody had a website. Everybody had a speaker package that they would mail out that included a DVD, a one sheet, a cover letter, all that sort of thing. You had to spend a lot of money to market yourself as a speaker. Well, things have really changed. And today, there's not near as much needed. So I'm going to give you what I consider the minimum. And believe me, you can get booked a lot off of this. Basically, everything's going to emanate from your website. So that's the most critical piece today. I know you're not shocked by it. As far as what you need to name it, it probably needs to be your name. And if your name is not available, you can use your name live, your name speaker, any of that is fine. Don't spend a ton of time working on that. Secondly, you can use a very simple WordPress framework in order to do that. Most speakers are out there trying to look for the perfect theme. Listen, it's better to get up and be active than it is to keep searching for the perfect name or the perfect theme for everything to be ideal. You don't have to worry about that at all. In fact, starting out, you could actually use one of WordPress themes that come with it when you install WordPress. I know that might seem crazy to use something that's free and already there, but it's better to have a site up than nothing up. You can always change your theme later as you get more advanced and understand more of the tools. But there are basically four components that you're going to need for a successful site today. It doesn't matter if you don't have a speaker's reel yet. It doesn't matter if you don't have any live footage yet. What you do need is to have a blog, to have a contact me page, to have a page where people can subscribe to your newsletter, and have a page of your speaking topics. And that's basically it. So your homepage is most likely going to be a blog, and it's going to be where you display your expertise. It's going to be your content. People want to know that you know what you're talking about. The old days of a motivational speaker who got people up and excited but didn't really have a lot of content, just had a lot of energy, those days don't exist much anymore. People want to bring in others and speakers, experts, authorities into their organization who can actually communicate about a topic, about their theme, about their knowledge, about their experience, about their expertise. And that's what's really needed. And the easiest way to do that is through your blog. Don't be blogging about your cat. Don't put on there how often you do the laundry, how often you do cut the yard. Just keep it straightforward information about what you share, what you talk about. Your speaker's page basically needs to list a little bit about your background, nothing extensive, but most important are the topics that you speak on and the result, the impact that it's going to have to the audience, to the organization. That is very important. Any testimonials that you have about your speaking should go on that page as well. And certainly, you need to have a contact me page. That's how people can get in touch with you, learn about your fees, learn about other aspects that you can offer. And then finally, you need a page where people get to subscribe to your newsletter. Maybe give away a recording. Give away a video of one of your topics that you tend to speak on most frequently. It doesn't have to be you live. It can just be you speaking. So a giveaway that allows them to sign up for your email list so that you can keep them updated of when you're on the road, what you're doing, new topics that you want to share, or any new articles that you're releasing. That's it, guys. It really does not need to begin with more than that. Most speakers start getting elaborate. They plan out this massive, massive site that they believe is automatically going to get them booked. And 9 times out of 10, they never even get their site up and running because they've made the vision so big that they get trapped in the mechanics. Listen, get your site named after you. use WordPress and get four major areas to your site. Number one, your blog. Number two, about you as a speaker page, including your topics. Number three, a way for people to contact you. And number four, a way for people to sign up for your newsletter so that you can contact them over and over and over again. That's it. Get your speaker site up. And if you're at EngagePodcast.com listening to this episode, then right below this episode, I'm listing some resources that you can use to get your speaker site up and running fast.
You've been listening to the Engage Podcast. Head on over to EngagePodcast.com and get your free public speaker training that will help you avoid becoming a human tranquilizer. EngagePodcast.com. Speak with passion, or just leave me a note.